Hammer Down.
Oh, Tony.
Welcome to Hammer Down.
Dad.
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Had a baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino.
Yes, sir.
The Canadian sensation, the bearded wonder.
Hey, not a bad weekend talk.
In the back, Mitten Jay.
Hey, Tone, how you doing?
What do you mean not a bad? I mean, whatever your weekend is, Gumpy, it's not as good as Chad's night.
I mean, that
Chad's is going to see Old tonight and hit up Buffalo Wild Wings. He is going to have himself a Monday night.
I cannot beat that. But we had a winning day on a Sunday in MLB, and that is few and far between, my friend.
Tell you what, we put out
Friday.
Our picks on Friday.
Friday got kicked in the mouth.
And I believe in the fourth inning of all those games, I was 7-1.
Yeah, I was staring down the barrel of a big night, too.
Huge night.
Yep.
Was looking great. The only game that wasn't going our way or whatever my way, it was going your way because I took the Marlins and I think you were on the other side. And then, boy, oh boy, did things come off in the fifth inning. The wheels fucking fell off. So I said, happen, you know what? Friend. Saturday, Sunday, I'm going to take a little break. You did not, of course, because you are the man, the myth, the legend. You had a nice little weekend.
Yeah, 6-2 Saturday, 4-2 yesterday. I mean, no complaints, hey, my friend. I didn't tweet out picks last Sunday because I was just like, I can't fucking keep taking it on the shins like this every Sunday, Tone, but turn it around. So no complaints, my friend.
Trying to think of what else this weekend. I won some. Trying to go through my settled bets here. I lost Ledecky 400 meters plus 150. Obviously, Titmus was the favorite. Came down to that last lap. Took a shot there. Whatever. That'll happen.
I did not check the UFC boost.
I'm sure we won.
I would imagine so.
Do we remember what it was?
No, I don't.
If we remembered what it was, I could have been able to check it. But I assume we hit it. Yeah. We hit that, right?
Yeah, we definitely hit that one. It was the number one girl to win by submission or knockout, I think.
we hit it.
Always, never a doubt.
Big show today. We got, obviously, the MLB.
Yep.
Got the World Games. I got one pick tonight for the World Games. A lot of NFL news. We are going to... Are we giving betting advice out today, Mitt?
We had the NBA Finals on that, and I did just kind of try to fill space there. So
you know what? That's on me. I was going to send you one. And I was going to send you MLB, footy, World Games.
Should have put footy.
Yeah, because it... You disrespect the Gold Cup.
I mean, USA has a job to do, my friend.
They do. Defend the CONCACAF.
I mean, Qatar boat raced El Salvador out of the gates. El Salvador came back, but man, someone has to stand up for the CONCACAF in this tournament.
I know.
It has, you know?
I know, and they will.
Canada looked good against Costa Rica. They were like plus 200 dogs.
You think they got a chance against Mexico?
Mexico was absolutely buzzing on Saturday night.
Did you do a Spaces this week at all?
Nah.
Spaces dead?
Nah. Just a week off.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Connor is not back there yet. He's clipping some clips from Patch Show. He will be back there in a little bit. We'll do the money line 1-833-462-2333. Don't call right now. No one's back there. You'll call an empty fucking phone line right now. Big news today is Aaron Rodgers.
You know what I didn't get about this is when him and Adams tweeted out the last dance or put that on their Instagram, and everyone thought that still kept the line where they were going to retire. I took Packers Super Bowl at plus 2100 Saturday morning.
Plus 2100, you got 2100.
Now it's plus 1200.
Plus 1400.
Yeah.
So you got good.
Value.
Thank you, Jesus. Good value there.
I took him plus 150 to win the division. I took him over 9.5 wins at plus 130. Like, who's going to beat them in that division?
I know how you feel. My brain. I was huffing paint fumes all weekend.
What were you painting?
I was staining.
Oh, lacquer.
Fucking too much lacquer on that goddamn thing. That'll get you. So my brain's not working right now. But you're right. So to win the division, it was plus 150, Packers and Vikings. Now the Packers are minus 130.
Yeah.
Win totals, I think they were down to like 8, 8.5. They opened at 11. It's at 9.5. I still think 9.5. Now it is significantly juiced to the over. It's minus 160 now.
Yeah, it was plus 130 on Saturday morning.
To
over 9.5.
Oh, sorry. So the number didn't change.
And some just people had juice. It at 8.5, but I never saw it get that low.
So it's up to minus 160. I would be surprised if this total doesn't go to 10.
Yeah, you'd have to believe.
And even then,
are you worried that
it's like
everyone knows that it's his last season? Or does that bother you at all?
No.
Yeah, I don't think that makes a difference.
No, I think if we know anything about Raji, he's a spike guy, and if it's his last season here, I think he's gonna want it. Even though it's like he's winning for the organization, that I don't think he hates the organization. He hates a couple people in the organization. Yeah. So if he wins despite that, I think he's all right with that.
Yeah.
And then him and Devontae go somewhere else.
Where is that
now? That'll be
the question.
That'll be huge.
Because realistically, they could both go to an NFC team if the Rodgers, you know, if that's how they figure out his contract.
Yes. If it ends up just doing like a Tom Brady thing where it's this year and then can opt out or whatever, that's going to be fucking wild. That's going to be wild. But 9.5, I think, I mean, the juice, I'm not going to, I would rather, if you're a gambling person,
wait for it to get to 10.
Would you rather get it at 9.5 or let it get to 10 and get minus 110? Yeah. Or would you lay the minus 160 with 9.5?
With that team, 17-game season, I would wait for 10.
Yeah, they got to go 10-7?
Absolutely.
It's, you know, the Vikings, the Lions, the Bears in that division does not scare me.
Not at all.
0%. Well, the Vikings, I'm not going to talk that much shit about the Vikings, but still.
Yeah.
I think they're going to, what did they go, 12-4 last year?
13-3?
13-3.
Yeah.
Other news on the day. Deshaun Watson has reported for camp. Apparently, the Texans are now open for trade. Texans' number is still over under 4, over minus 130, under 4, plus 110. So that really doesn't change anything if they're open to trading Deshaun. I don't think he's going to. I'm pretty comfortable in saying he's not going to play for the Houston Texans this year. You agree?
I would not argue with you there.
You think he's going to, Mitt?
I actually kind of think there's no way that they would get. They wanted what, 5 first round picks starters?
No, it said 5 high value picks. And then Rapport came on Pat's show today and said 3 first round picks for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't really see anyone giving that up. And, I mean, what are you going to do? Play Tyrod Taylor over Deshaun Watson if he gets cleared through all of this?
No, that's even if he's cleared, that doesn't mean that he's going to fucking play for the team. He could still fucking not play. He could sit out.
Yeah, but if he does play, they're going to win more than 5 games, I feel like. So, I don't know.
Normally, I'd agree with you, but they didn't last year, and he played the whole season.
Yeah, but they got Ingram in the backfield.
True, and fucking Phil Lindsay.
Yeah, dude. And David Johnson, dude. David they traded Johnson. The best receiver in the NFL for him.
They might lose Randall Cobb,
and
though.
Arian Foster.
Might lose Randall Cobb.
Might lose. Connor is walking back to the phones as we speak. 1-833-462-2333. That's 1-833-462-2333. The other NFL news that we didn't get a chance to talk about on Friday, I immediately put a bet in. The New Orleans Saints, without Michael Thomas, potentially till week 6 or 7.
7, they said today.
I took the under 9.
Fair play. I'm not going to argue on
they
that.
They lost so many fucking people.
Yeah. Tons.
And I was not a... To make the playoffs, yes, plus 110. No, minus 134. They lost a ton of people. I'm not a huge Drew Brees guy. I thought he was dog shit the last couple years. But still, you lose Drew Brees. You lose a lot of people to the cap situation. Emmanuel Sanders won't be there. Michael Thomas obviously won't be there for 7. And if it's fucking... If it's Taysom Hill and Kamara in the backfield and they're just running, I just don't think. I took the under 9 on the Saints.
Yeah, I would. I mean, I'm not going to touch that one, I don't think.
Tone, you said a no on making the playoffs is only minus 134?
Yes.
I definitely count me in on that. I'll take that right after the show. I love that.
You're saying the Saints aren't making the playoffs?
No, I do not think the Saints are going to make the playoffs, and I don't really think their win total is at 9.5. They're going to go under that, I think, too. So definitely going to throw them not to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't. They're a team that I'm down on, so.
And that division's good, too. I feel like the Panthers added some good players. They got a good draft last year. Their defense is hard to scheme against. Like, I think they're going to be pretty good, too. Falcons added Pitts. Like,
lost
Julio. Did lose Julio, but you never know what's going to happen with that team.
No, they probably can't be worse. So that's our NFL news wrap-up for today.
Good wrap-up, Tony.
I feel pretty good about it. I mean, we're...
Some good bets there.
We're almost there.
Today, it felt... Even yesterday, a lot of those signings and stuff, it kind of felt like it was trending in that direction.
Speaking of signings, there were some signings at the deadline for baseball. Buccos. Dear old Buccos.
I don't know, man. I don't understand this one because you had him for next year, too. That's the only reason. If it was for just this year, sure.
My thinking is...
Do you think he's peaked?
I think that he's never going to be as good as he has been this year.
Fair.
Leading the league in hits, yeah. Hitting like fucking 330. His market is as high as it's going to be. And guess what? With him next year, they're still going to be fucking terrible. So that's my only thinking.
So the Padres are looking to deal Hosmer now. And I don't know how you get anybody to take that contract.
No.
He's batting .266 with 8 homers. And they got... What did they sign him to? Was it 8 or was it 10?
It was a lot. But tell you, that lineup...
I mean, it is absurd.
If they can get their pitching to do what it's supposed to do.
See, that is... It's so inconsistent and you never know what you're going to get. You know, Darvish, who knows?
Futures,
Musgrove, who knows? Blake Snell, who knows?
Padres have the second best NL odds behind the Dodgers.
Dodgers still first?
Yeah, plus 380. Then Astros, White Sox, Padres, Mets, Giants, Brewers, Rays. Rays picked up...
Over 78 wins for the Sox is looking pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah. Who'd the Rays pick up? A bat from Minnesota.
Nelson Cruz. Very good pickup.
Rich Hill goes to the Mets.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
There's some Scherzer rumors on the market right
now. Yeah, but he wants... So anyone who trades for him to waive his no trade clause, they want like a 2-year extension. And that's Scott Boras. So a 2-year extension, you're looking at probably 2 years, 60, maybe 70 mil.
Breaking news from Shefty. The 2023 year in Aaron Rodgers' contract, the last one in his current deal, would be voided with no tags allowed in the future. So it does seem like this upcoming season... No. So this year and next year, he'd still be there. Is that how that reads to you?
Just looking at it now.
Yeah. And Rapoport said they reworked the deal to bring him back for the 2021 season.
So he's going to do it twice?
I don't know.
2 years?
But he's at least coming back for this year. For gambling purposes, he's back for this year.
I would assume that they're trying to get him under for 2 years so then they can trade him that second year and at least get something for him. Maybe. I don't know. Knock off 1 year of the contract, maybe make him happy, get him to sign and play. I don't know.
Maybe. It'll be interesting to see. But for our purposes, he's going to play this year. So all your betting, all your gambling, hopefully you got bought in on the fucking Packers low.
I mean, I don't know how. I don't. When they said all those lines changing and he was going to retire, I don't know.
Retire was never in
the fucking books. Yeah, that was. You know what I mean? I don't know.
We were told that a million times.
Yeah, but even just, I couldn't believe how much those lines changed. And that was like a few days ago.
I know. While we're on it, Alex from Indy, what do you got?
What's up, boys? Hammer down.
Hammer down.
So I was looking at all the NFL futures. I know a lot of people are calling in about the Texans or the Packers or whatever. And, you know, you don't know what's going to go on with the Texans or whatever. But there's one that I've been looking at, and that's the Tennessee Titans at 9.5. It's an 11-win team that's playing an extra game. They had some big pieces on defense. They had Julio Jones on offense. I think that's an easy 9.5 from the Tennessee Titans.
Thank you, Alex. I don't hate it.
No?
I got no problem with the Titans.
Just their defense.
Yeah.
Their defense was god-awful last year.
Bud Dupree comes in. We'll see what Bud can do coming
He's
off
on
an
the
injury.
Pop list.
Which makes sense. He'll be ready. He'll be ready in time. He'll be in time for
week one.
I believe so. I could be wrong, but I thought so.
What'd the watch say? He's ready. He'll be ready. Did Bud just text you? Bud say he'll be ready.
No, I'm getting fucking tweets from Shefty. Titans 9.5. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
I don't hate that.
No, not at all.
I actually, so like in that division. Because we talked about this before, because of Carson, and we don't know what Carson's going to be. I took the Titans to win that division. Like, I know what we're getting with the Titans.
Yeah.
I have no idea what we're getting with Carson Wentz. Do you?
Probably something great.
Maybe.
Final Carson showing up early.
Fucking maybe. He's maybe ready. No. You're right.
He's ready.
He fucking showed up early.
Yeah.
Going to participate with the rookies. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Goes back.
Jackson,
what's going on?
Hey.
Where you been, dude?
I've been a little busy and then I couldn't get through on Thursday.
What have you been doing?
I've been golfing and playing baseball.
How you been swinging them?
I've been doing pretty good. You know, baseball season just ended and I've been pretty good golfing too.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah.
What do you got for us?
White Sox money line, and then the Nationals game over.
Hey, Jackson, you have a great day, all right, buddy? Hey, when school start?
We got like about a little more than a month, September 9th, I think.
Oh, okay. So you're probably not gonna be able to call in during school, but for now we're good.
Yeah, for now we're good.
Okay, don't call in during class, okay?
Find a way, Jackson.
Okay. All
find
right, a way. See you, buddy. All right, Jackson leads us into a little MLB. Kid gets it. Hey, kid gets it.
I mean, this is the pick of the night, my friend. I mean, I took the White Sox plus a half every game against the Brewers.
Yeah.
Friday, no dice. Saturday.
Brewers had a good series.
No bueno. But Sunday night, Lance Lynn on the bump.
Yep.
I had to go back to the well. Lance Lynn, two RBIs. I mean, La Russa tried to manage them out of the game.
Hold on a second. Thank you for reminding me. I'm watching the lead up to Sunday Night Baseball last night.
Yeah.
And fucking, they're talking about manager of the year. And Kirkshin says, I wouldn't have a problem if it was La Russa. The guy didn't know the fucking rules.
He didn't know how to do a double switch last night. He left his pitcher in. He let him bat. He pitched to one guy and walked him and then took him out, a reliever. It's going to get him at some point. As a Red Sox fan, the American League, I almost am not that worried about the White Sox because this bozo will screw it up at some point. Like, I don't know how. You could have had A.J. Hinch, dude. You could have had A.J. Hinch.
But when he said fucking manager of the year for La Russa, he didn't know the fucking rules.
And save yourself. So I know La Russa was a good manager.
Sure.
He was one of the greatest managers of all time. That is fine. You get old. You get outdated. The guy's 80 years old. Put down the bottle. Come on.
Back to tonight's game. Two lefties on the mound. Dallas Keuchel, Mike Minor. White Sox on the road at the Royals. So this was weird. The White Sox, and I'm going to pull it up to see if they still are. The White Sox for the game, Chicago White Sox, minus 120, okay?
Yeah.
Kansas City Royals, plus 102. You go in the first five, however, though. Money line, White Sox, minus 102. Royals are favored minus 120, so then that we could get the White Sox plus a half. It's down to minus 134. What am I fucking missing with this
tonight? I have no idea. I took this money line this morning, and then I jumped on it again at plus a half. I'll bet this both ways. I mean, unless Keuchel has a stinker, which he can, but Minor's no better.
Let me just fucking rattle off Minor's last few games. His last game was actually not bad. He went six, gave up two runs. Okay. Before that, though, he went 4 and gave up 6, went 6 and gave up 4, went 5 and gave up 5, went 5 and gave up 9. Keuchel, on the other hand, not bad.
Not at all.
Not a bad pitcher. Pretty good pitcher, actually.
Usually is.
His game log. He went 5 and gave up 2, went 7 and gave up 1. He had a stinker when he gave up 7. But in the next game, or the game before that, he gave up 1. So, I'll take fucking Keuchel in the half here in this situation. We're not saying it's going to win for sure. We're not saying that.
I mean.
But we like this.
Yeah.
You and I both like this.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Plus a half is absurd.
Jake, what do you got?
What's going on, boys? Hammer down.
Hammer down.
All right, I got three things. What you want first? I got MLB plays future, and then I got Olympic future stuff, obviously, and NFL future.
I mean, that's a lot, Jake. You're going to have to
I'm going
to
make it real quick. I know what I'm saying, and I'm going to get in and get out.
Fucking get to it.
All right, NFL. I think Buffalo Bills are going to win the AFC, and I think Rams are going to win the AFC.
Okay.
Those are two futures right there.
Okay.
Going right to the Olympics. I ran, actually, fun fact, I ran at the same event when I was in high school as these two runners, Noah Lyles, 200 meters. I think he's going to win it. I couldn't find the line right now.
We'll find it.
I think he was minus 170 or something.
Okay.
And this girl, I think this should be so much heavier. The 400-meter hurdles, Sydney McLaughlin. Seeing her in live, in person, at 15 when she did this, she's phenomenal. She's going to do it. She has the world record. Also, I think it's just an easy money. Ryan Krauser, I believe his name is, men's shot put. I think it's a slam dunk. He just has, got the world record for that, too, as well.
Yeah, he's a huge favorite.
All right.
Thank you, Jake.
Now, as for MLB, sorry.
I said it's quick, Jake.
I'm trying, man. I just don't know what's going to do with this. I tried getting this on Thursday before you guys went on the weekend. This is my last thing. How are the Giants only plus 500 for the National League? It was plus 700 on Friday. I think they're making the correction, and I'm hammering that.
Thank you, Jake. Jake wasn't quick.
No.
He lied to us.
Yeah.
Can't have that happen.
He ran. He ran in that actual event in high school.
I thought he was... I wrote Iran down the country. Thought he was going to give me Iran for something.
No, he ran that in high school. He was in that
race. By the way, Iran is plus 41 against USA basketball.
Is that... You're taking that?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say...
No, I'm just... Just relaying information. Bills, you know, I think they might have to forfeit a few games this year.
The Bills?
Yeah.
Forfeit?
You know, doesn't seem like their team.
It feels as if one man may.
It's more than one.
Oh, COVID cowboy, get off your high horse.
What are you talking about, dude?
They didn't have to forfeit any games last year. They played every game.
That's because
they had a few moves.
The rules were a little different then, pal.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be handing out Wednesday afternoon football this year, Mitt.
Game fucking stunk.
Might have ruined the Steelers season.
It did.
That's when it all started.
Yeah, and also missing their bye week because the Titans didn't know it took all of us.
Yeah, then the Titans threw it in our face. Yeah, I remember.
Did. Yeah, they did.
I remember.
Bills, Rams. I like the Rams.
Yeah, Rams I would dabble. But I have a strong, not a strong feeling, but I don't think the Bills get better this year.
You think they may have hit their ceiling last year?
I wouldn't say the ceiling. I just don't think, you know what I mean? I don't see him knocking off the Chiefs. I think the Patriots got better. I mean,
I'm in a holding pattern with the Bills. I'd like to see him do it 2 years in a row.
If the Dolphins didn't get rid of Van Noy, I would be a lot higher on the Dolphins.
Tua scares the fuck out of me, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, that's very fair. He should.
And I forgot.
But they did get weapons. The only thing I wish they took Najee at 18, because I think that's all they really need is a running back. I mean, Gaskin's decent, but...
Skaskins?
Skaski? But Fuller, I mean...
He's out for what, 4 or 6?
Fuller?
Or no, he served suspension last year.
Yeah, he served it.
Yeah.
Unless he has one left, maybe. But I mean, Fuller, they got some weapons.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
No, I agree. It all depends on...
Yeah. But no one's talking about the Dolphins either, so that's kind of nice, too. I think if the Patriots didn't pick up a bunch of players, I mean, the Patriots are going to be better, obviously, so
Dolphins over under 9.5 to make the playoffs. Yes, plus 118. No, minus 144. Bills over under 11. Yes, minus 410 to make the playoffs. No, plus 300. Patriots over under 9 to make the playoffs. Yes, plus 126. No, minus 154. And then to round out the division, Jets over under 6. Yes, plus 490. No, minus 700. Bills are the favorite, followed by the Dolphins, Pats, and then Jets.
I would take the Patriots over 9.
You think so?
Yeah. It ain't happening. You ain't getting the best of Bill 2 years in a row.
Their offense is going to be so much more different. Their fucking defense, their players that were holding out are back.
Yeah.
Like Gilmore.
They won 7 last year with nobody.
I know.
You know?
I took a flyer on them division at plus 350.
Absolutely.
Olympic callers, we'll get back to you in a second when we come back to Olympics. Let's finish off MLB. Okay? You good with that, Bo?
Go on.
It's only 8 games tonight.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. First game of a doubleheader for Atlanta and New York. 7 innings, 5-10 start. Kyle Muller and Marcus Stroman. I went with the Mets here. I know I don't normally like to do first five, but statistically the Mets have the better bullpen.
Yeah.
So Atlanta's bullpen has actually been fucking terrible for them this year. So I'll stick with the Mets in this one.
Yeah, Stroman always.
He had a really good last
outing. Yeah, he just always seems to get me. So I'm going to stay away from this one, Tone.
His last outing, he went 8, gave up 1 hit, no earned runs.
Yeah.
So hopefully more of that tonight. Thomas Hatch versus Nick Pivetta, Toronto and Boston. I was looking to take Pivetta because it's Hatch's first start. But Pivetta has not been great as of late, so I'm staying away.
Yeah, I like Pivetta in a bounce back here.
You do?
I can get the Red Sox minus 120 first five against a guy first start. I'm going to take the Sox here.
Okay. Washington at Philly, Joe Ross and Spencer Howard.
Joe Ross, his last 3, 20 innings, 5 earned. Spencer Howard, most he's gone is 4. He's not. I mean, I almost want to take.
I thought about it. Joe Ross has won us some money this year.
Yeah, he is.
But that was early.
Yeah.
I decided to stay away.
Yeah, I'm good.
Wade Miley versus Kyle Hendricks, Cincy at Chicago. I did it. I had to do it. Plus a half. Give me Cincinnati. I mean, they have not been batting like they should. But
yeah, they're missing Castellanos.
But the Cubs, like
Hendricks, his last.
Miley's been good.
Yeah, Miley last 3, 21 innings pitched, 3 earned.
That's pretty good.
Hendricks 13 straight starts going 6 innings or more. Like, I know this guy is steady Eddie, man.
And he's normally better at home, but
yeah, I couldn't pull the trigger on plus a half. I can't.
Couldn't.
I couldn't do it, man.
I had to.
If anything, I would lean the Cubs here just because I can't do it.
Matt Manning versus Michael Pineda, Detroit at Minnesota. I was looking at Detroit in a way, but then I couldn't do it. I stayed away.
Yeah, I'm good on this one too.
Herman Marquez versus Shohei Ohtani, Colorado at Los Angeles. Herman has been pretty good. There's a rule that I came up with. I'm not taking the Rockies on the road anymore, so I'm staying away.
Yeah, I'm good on this one.
And the last game of the night, Louis Garcia versus Darren McGoffin.
I was hoping the Mariners were going to get plus 1.5 here.
And you were going to take it.
Yeah.
Didn't, though.
Not yet. It was trending that way, though.
Staying away, then?
Yeah.
My 3 picks tonight, Mets in the first game of the doubleheader. Reds plus a half first five and White Sox plus a half first five.
Yeah, just 2 for me. Red Sox first five money line, White Sox first five plus a half.
Oh, we got the fucking lines fucking buzzing again. Thank you, Bruce or Connor. Andrew from Arizona, what do you got?
Yo, brother, what's going on? Tone Gump.
How you doing?
Not too bad, brother. How about yourself?
Good, good, good.
I got just a quick parlay, Tiny, but it is it is no run first inning on both Chicago games.
No run first inning, both Chicago games. Thank you, Andrew.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Have a good night. No run first inning, both Chicago games. So that was
White Sox and Cubs.
Don't Cubs, hate I it. Like.
Yeah.
The Cubs is Brad's one I like.
That may be a first
inning draw. I actually like that a lot. I might. Yeah, first inning draw. It's how we roll.
I've been having, like, whenever I take it, it just doesn't work out. I got burned on it. Oakland Mariners Saturday night, 2 outs. Fucking Mariners. I mean, Mariners plus a half. They just just keep on going, dude. They're trying to get Whit Merrifield from the Royals.
The one that I worry about tonight is the White Sox one.
Yeah. Yeah, that could get away from me, my friend.
Actors should be favorite. Steven from Corpus Christi, what do you got?
Hey, what's going on, boys? Hammer down.
Hammer down.
All right, I got two Astros questions real quick.
Okay.
So, number one, if they go get a reliever, I already think they're with the Red Sox as the best team in the AL. If they go get a reliever, should you be hammering them to go win the AL?
I think it's their starting pitching I would worry about.
I agree.
Yeah, Lance, I feel like McCullers he's 7-2, 8-2 now, but he's just, I don't think he's had it.
Yeah.
My other question regarding them, though, is, and I've heard this on a couple other shows, when you were talking about La Russa, some people say he's manager of the year. I've heard a ton of people talk about how Dusty Baker should get it, but he's not going to win it, even though he was not the manager. Do you agree with that?
Thank you, Steven. Yeah, I actually like Dusty.
Yeah, Dusty's been very good.
No, I agree. If McCullers is your two,
I just worry about you get into the playoffs and you're, you know, Greinke game one. That concerns me.
I was going to say, if Greinke's your three,
yeah,
sure. McCullers is your two.
Going, if you're the Astros, Greinke's going game one. That's what you're getting.
Ugh.
And that's just, that concerns me. I mean, if you're the Red Sox, it's probably going to be Chris Sale or Eovaldi.
Do you think Sale's going to be good when he gets back?
He's throwing 97 right now. He struck out 9 guys yesterday.
Yeah.
We'll I see. Would like to see him start hitting triple digits.
That's why I still like the Brewers.
I mean, there's going to be moves here. I think this is a big, big trade deadline.
Yeah.
I think there's some guys to get, and whoever, it's going to be an arms race, and not a lot of teams have good pitching, man. You look at any team in the American League, you could say that starting pitching isn't good enough. The Red Sox bullpen is very concerning to me. I know they've been decent, but I think you need, like, you got Whitlock, you got Barnes. I think you need another guy, and it could be Tanner. I don't even know how to say his last name. Hoik?
I don't know.
He started against the Yankees. If they get to the playoffs, he'll be a guy that goes probably 2-3 innings, yeah, just throws gas. But even the Sox, like if Sale comes back and he's not Sale, I worry about theirs, you know?
Yeah, we'll have to see after the break. All right, 4 Olympic calls to end the day. Matt, Indy, what do you got?
Let's go.
Oh, what's up? I got Nigeria alternate spread, Nigeria woman, plus 26.5, plus more than 55.
Okay. Any reason for that, or?
I was trying to find an MLB bet today, and I didn't like anything, so I just bet everything on that, pretty much.
All right.
I fucking love your style, Matt. I have one Olympic bet for tonight. Let me find it. It is Ryan Murphy to win the 100-meter backstroke, plus 160. He is the dog in this fight. He won the gold last Olympics games. In the trials yesterday that I was watching for backstroke, he had the fastest time by like 0.2 milliseconds. So I'm going to take him as a plus 160 dog tonight, Ryan Murphy, men's 100-meter backstroke. Mate, you got any Olympic picks tonight?
I actually was going to take that exact same pick because that was the only name that I knew on any of the swimming, and I saw he was a dog, and I loved it. So yeah. I'm right there with you, Tom.
With you. We're both taking that. Good luck to us. Hey, good luck, Mitt.
Good luck to you too, Tom.
Thank you. Let's see here. Who else we got? Who's been on? Ryan from Pennsylvania.
Hey, what's up, boys? Hammer down.
Hammer down.
I just got a couple bets for you. There's the Olympic softball games, the bronze and gold game, tonight at midnight, 7 a.m.
Yep.
Canada, -1.5 at -150 in the bronze game. They're just head and shoulders above Mexico. And then in the gold game, USA money line and the under 4 runs. USA's got an ace on the mound tonight. I guess the bump.
Dude, they don't score at all.
Yeah, and there's no scoring. USA is last in scoring and runs against. That's all I got for you guys today.
Thank you, Ryan. Be careful wherever you're at, man.
And Tone, we do have a bet on that game already because we have.
Yes, we took them way back when.
Oh yeah, -200, baby. Put a lot on it.
Team USA softball scores. Yeah, I'm gonna look them up to make sure. But they have not scored at all.
Has anyone gotten more than one run against them?
I'm pulling it up right now. I'm trying to find it.
Because that pitcher is amazing. And it's really impressive how these softball pitchers just keep going. I guess it's because the way their arm moves or whatever, it doesn't hurt their elbow as much. It's awesome.
That is how it works, pal.
I didn't play baseball growing up. I don't know.
Let's see here. I'm trying to find it still. I'm not going to find it. Just know they don't score much.
Yeah, like the like I said, the USA Canada was, the total was 8.5 last week.
So and US,
that was the highest there will ever be.
The US, I think, is 4-0, and their run differential in their four wins is +6.
Yeah,
so they haven't. They're averaging less than a run a little over a run per win. Who else we got? Evan from Buffalo. What do you got?
Tone, gum, hammer down.
Hammer down.
All right, you guys already hit it with Ryan Murphy take home the gold. That's a lock. Let's another go. Lock, Katie Ledecky to take it home in the 200 free.
Really?
Titus snagged it from her in the 400, and there's no way America can let that Australian coach do that much with an electric factory without Katie Ledecky saying something about it.
Okay. Hey. Okay. I hear you. Go ahead.
Tone, I really like that, too, because Katie Ledecky came out super fast in the 400 and actually just lost it at the end, which was the complete opposite of what we thought was going to happen. So,
well, she did, but Titmus was pacing herself. Titmus is potentially, and she does have the quicker of the... Ledecky is the dog. She is, let's see here, let me find the 200 freestyle. Titmus is -250. Ledecky's +320. I mean, now I don't like to say anything bad about Katie Ledecky, but in the short distance, I do fear, Mitt. I do fear. She was winning by quite a bit, though, after 200.
I mean, I'll tell you what, Tone. I'm looking at this little parlay.
You taking
Ledecky? Ryan Murphy to win the men's 100-meter backstroke and Katie Ledecky to win the 200-meter freestyle. It's at +992. I really like that one.
Wait, you can fucking...
You can parlay single Olympic events, but you can't parlay like Katie Ledecky in the 800 and the 200.
So you can parlay that, though.
Yeah, it took me a while to actually kind of figure that out this weekend. I was playing around a lot on the parlays.
Okay.
What the hell are the Pelicans doing?
Now we're playing games. What? What happened?
Memphis just traded Jonas Valanciunas, number 17 and 51 picks to New Orleans for Steven Adams, Eric Bledsoe, 2021 picks number 10 and 40, and a protected first-round pick from the Lakers.
So, basically, Bledsoe and Adams is going to...
Memphis
for Valanciunas. And then fucking a bunch of nothing.
Extra first-rounder for Memphis. I don't know. New Orleans is... I need to get rid of Adams and Bledsoe. And they're trying to get rid of Ball. Like, these are all players they brought in last year.
Well, I don't know. They're going to be on their third coach in 3 years?
Yeah, this ain't...
Fucking Zion's going to be on his third coach in 3 years?
He will be gone.
Sorry, I was also distracted because I was putting in the Ryan Murphy, Katie Ledecky fucking parlay. I'm with you, Mitt. Fuck it. Let's do it.
Let's go. Go USA tonight, baby.
Go USA. Hey, go USA.
Thursday night.
Cooper, what do you got? Coop!
Hey, you there?
Yeah.
So, I just saw the odds boost for Ryan Murphy to win gold medal with you in the 100-meter backstroke, taking that. I think I'm going to sprinkle a little on Slovenia just to win a medal after Luka last night dropped like 50.
Okay.
And I am riding you guys with the parlay of Murphy and Ledecky tonight. Go USA.
Fuck it. Let's do it, dude.
There's a no-run first inning on Colorado Angels +120.
I don't hate that.
No? It's not bad at all. All
right, so we got boosts. Let's look at Ryan Murphy. I wish I would have saw him that earlier.
+220.
+220. I'm in on it. Zero runs scored, LA and Colorado. I'm in on it. Both Philly and Boston to win. I'm out on it.
Yeah. Big Joe Ross.
All right. Hey.
Hey, John Means bounced back yesterday.
Let's play some fucking games tonight, okay?
John Means. Big bounce back yesterday.
I told you. Just got to give him one.
I'll take an L for Johnny.
Hey, I told you. Just fucking give him one, okay? Okay?
There's no time.
There's no time. If I can remember, I'm on fucking Ryan Murphy boost. I'm on the Angels and Rockies no run first inning boost. We are on the U.S. This was a future to win the golden softball.
Yep.
Red Sox to win the World Series plus 1,200.
You're on it?
Yeah.
I still got that New Zealand rugby bet out there. How are they doing? Anyone know?
I don't think that started yet.
I think it started last night.
Oh.
I think. Here, is that the sevens or rugby union?
Man, I got a parlay for you.
Or the 11s?
Plus 200,000, okay?
Oh, I'm going to love this one.
It's Ryan Murphy to win tonight. It's U.S. women's to win soccer.
Yep.
Japan to win softball. Or, sorry, baseball. Brazil to win soccer. Men's. Sungjae Im to win the golf tournament.
Let's go.
And then Trayvon Bromell to win the 100-meter men's. And that's plus 200,000.
I love that all. I saw that Trayvon Bromell is a plus money at the 100 right now. I have no idea why.
Plus 110, dude.
Yeah, that was that's something that was blowing my mind. That race is on Friday, so I would hop on that before that goes to like minus
something.
I think
it starts Friday. I don't think the final's Friday.
The prelims start.
What's up, World Games betting?
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
Hey, we got bets tonight. We got a boost.
We got a boost tonight?
So Ryan Murphy, he's 100-meter backstroke. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He is the dog. There's a Russian Olympic Committee athlete who's favored. He won the gold in the last games. When I was watching the trials or whatever to get into the gold tonight, he was about 0.2 tenths of a second faster than the Russian. They were in two different heats.
Here we go.
So this is what I took about. Ryan Murphy plus 160. There's actually a boost from tonight, plus 160 to plus 220.
Let's go.
Big Murph.
Do they have a max on it?
I don't know.
Let's see.
Because I could sneak in the back door on that thing with a plus 250 on that thing.
I know.
I appreciate
it. But I'm going to cheer for the...
I'm not seeing a boot or a max.
I'll get in there now.
That's not on the app, though.
I can't come into the show. Every time I come in here, I put a massive bet on something I know nothing about.
Hey, we're betting for America.
Hey, that's what the World Games are all about, dude.
U.S. minus 115 Gold Cup semis against Qatar. That's to protect the shield of the CONCACAF.
CONCACAF. You saw the Qatar Airways is like their biggest sponsor.
If Qatar wins the Gold Good Cup, we can't let it happen.
So they're trying to market to us to get on those things and fly to Qatar. Is this like a Qatar tourism thing? Because
it might be
legit, right?
That Qatar Airways sponsors a lot, aren't they? They're on the front of the
jerseys. Yeah, we need U.S. to hold it down for the CONCACAF on Thursday night.
250 done on her. Let's go. Quick 550 win on
this
guy. I just learned of his existence.
Hey, big night for him tonight.
Fucking Tyler, dude, he's gonna go crazy in the pool.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Ryan Murphy, I think.
Yeah.
Tyler Murphy. Big Murph.
Fucking Murph, dog.
Bro, Murph's going to go crazy, dude.
Hey,
they say when those Irish Americans hop into water, they start fucking moving.
How much would you win on it?
550.
Okay. Guess what?
What's up?
This show.
Yeah.
You, FanDuel, this office, potentially giving away $2,750 tonight.
That's
$2,750.
That's the highest
it's ever been.
Because we thought this was going to happen on a regular basis. We're going to get to this point, and it never has because the people that enter the hashtag FanDuel hammer down rollover insert number here are so smart.
Yeah.
$2,750, potentially $3,000 tomorrow.
Also, quite a few cheaters out there.
Yeah, we unfortunately did catch somebody in the act yesterday.
Somebody who probably acts like he's a big fan, too, and acts like he probably loves the show.
Tweeted at 4:30 picks for baseball games that start at 1. And then retweeted it, said it was a winner.
Hey, good racket, good hustle.
We also got people putting in multiple entries. We will catch you. We will find you.
Boots on the ground.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it's all there. Yeah. You know,
you can't.
Your tech footprint is there.
Yeah.
It's all there.
We will ban you for life.
But you guys have given out tens of thousands of dollars on this thing, and now we're at the biggest pot. This is what it was supposed to be. I'm excited for it. I might enter it tonight.
You should.
I am. I'm going to bet on fucking Murph Dog there in the swim thing.
Yeah, he's a dog. He's allowed in.
Yep.
10-leg parlay, minus 130 or worse odds. No screenshots. Hey, no screenshots. Type it out. Use the hashtag. No first. You can't bet the first five. Phillies are going to win first five, and Phillies are going to win the game. Because guess what? If they win the first five, they're probably going to win the game.
Baseball.
Baseball. Tweet us. Potential winner. If it doesn't, it'll be $3,000 tomorrow.
That's huge. What we want. $3,000.
I want nobody to win.
Yeah, I want this thing to go.
I want nobody to win tomorrow.
I want this thing to go.
Were you watching any Olympics out there?
I just watched handball game. I saw right. Spain.
You knew. Hey, you know.
What's that?
NFL.
We'd win.
Yeah.
I got the USA team handball account tweeting me, telling me they appreciate me talking about it, but I need more respect. And I got international people tweeting me saying I know nothing about team handball. I'm like, yo, I might not know anything about team handball, but I'm watching and I'm imagining some humans playing in there, and they're better than everybody I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson in team handball. Are you fucking kidding me?
He probably wouldn't even have to jump to throw because the guys wouldn't even be close enough so he could.
You see what he does to the NFL guy. No offense.
Fly in the air and not land and be close to the net.
What about Josh Allen? Remember Josh Allen just 2 years ago when he wasn't that great of a quarterback?
Machine.
He jumped over a Minnesota Viking defensive end. Think about him jumping from that line. I mean, it would be, and he throws the ball, 83 yards or a football.
Yeah.
Assume he's got a pretty good fastball at that
point. You have to think.
I understand. I appreciate everybody like respecting handball that much, like their fans. But let's have some fucking respect for the guys in the NFL.
Agreed.
That's what I'm saying.
1,000% agree.
1 year of training. Every day focused on team handball. Strategy, skill. I don't think the team loses ever again, which I never thought the USA basketball team would lose either. So maybe a little bit misguided and arrogant like most Americans.
Well, you did lay the minus 37 this morning.
37.5.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, it was just sitting there. What am I going to do? It's up to 40 though now, right?
I don't know any Iranian basketball players, so.
Me neither. I mean, I knew that we let Poirier get hot, and he did an and one as soon as I turned on. And fucking commentator said, we can't be letting this happen. I'm like,
can't.
You're right.
Can't
be letting that happen. They need to start running some fundamentals. They need to start running some whirly birds, some weaving, some in and out. Let's go. Let's play basketball, boys, huh? Let's play basketball. Let's toughen up, too, by the way. Let's go ahead and bang down low. That's what we're going to have to do. The boys will learn. They'll get there. I think we'll win it.
They need to run, what was the name of the play?
Annexation of Puerto Rico.
Was that it? Where Jackie Moon wouldn't throw up?
Oh, punch him in the jejunum.
Mm-hmm. I don't get why. Did Zion say no? The Pelicans just traded their whole roster again.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah, to Memphis.
Apparently, to Memphis? From my...
So for Ja?
No, they got Jonas Valanciunas.
My my NBA source said they traded those so that they could give money to so that they had money to sign Lonzo.
Oh, they're keeping Lonzo now.
Okay. Hey, he's certified.
He is certified.
That's what Zion said on a live stream.
Someone I saw earlier said, I know it's not legal because they're NBA players, but should have just sent the Ball brothers to play on the 3-on-3 team.
Yeah.
The one of them can go.
Yeah, he's loud.
And have Lamar as the coach.
LeVar.
LeVar, the coach.
LeVar can maybe play. Big body.
LeVar Ball. I mean, he can beat Michael Jordan 1-on-1. I'm sure he can play 3-on-3 against some of these teams. Why didn't we send a ball? It's not legal to send a ball?
No, you can't send NBA players.
For the 3-on-3? Mm-hmm. Oh, so that's the rules. It's like amateur stuff?
Yeah, it's Mickey Mouse.
So what about the professor still could have went, right?
Oh, yeah.
That guy, Dusan Demovic Balu for Serbia, he's hot sauce reincarnated as a Serbian. A little bit taller.
They were the favorite to win it all.
Serbia is?
Yeah, because of
3-on-3, yeah.
Dusan Demovic Balu. He's the professor, hot sauce, skip to my Lou as a Serbian in 3-on-3 playing against people that you play against at the YMCA, and he's going to win the gold. They're unstoppable.
Yeah, Serbia's minus 120. They are the head-on favorite to win the fucking 3-on-3.
Because it's a softball final
because
tonight?
Because of who?
Dusan Demovic Balu. Look for him to hold the Olympic gold and the MVP like Giannis.
Guaranteed.
What are you going to say about
the softball tonight? The
finals? Gold medals tonight, I think.
Did we just send the Oklahoma team out there, or what did we do?
Oh, we got all the best.
Yeah, but we almost lost to Japan.
All the best.
Had to hit a walk-off homer.
That's who the gold medals against tonight now, too.
They play Japan again?
Yeah.
What about that? Why didn't we just send that Oklahoma team over? They just hit bombs all day.
I don't know, but this girl that I, she's like 30 something years old, and she might be 6'10", and she's a lefty, fucking slinging it in
for
there.
Us.
Yeah,
oh yeah.
We only won 2-1, didn't we?
They have not scored a lot of runs, but
Oklahoma's hitting 7 home runs a game.
I hear you.
Are they? Is there a limit to home runs in the Olympics? Because you know how, like in beer league softball, you're only allowed to go +1,
correct,
or +2, or +3 on the home runs, and then it's an out. Is that what's happening? Are we just not hitting bombs?
Just not hitting nobody's bombs. Hitting. So when Canada played U.S. to start the tournament, the total was 8.5 runs, and now the totals are like 4.
Because nobody can hit.
No one can score.
We need that tough Oklahoma team to go boomer sooner over here.
And there's a bear running around.
Huh?
There's a bear running around the softball grounds.
What the
There's
hell?
A bear on the loose.
All right.
I promise you that's happening. I did not make that up.
What are you talking about?
There's a bear on the loose around the softball facility.
Like Precious?
In Japan.
Like escaping?
No, like a
this
wild
death
bear.
Trap with your life will be your only refund type
yeah,
bear?
Yeah, but untrained.
It was just walking around the park?
In Japan?
Yeah.
There's bears in Tokyo?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know there was bears in downtown Tokyo.
You might need to pull an arrow down there.
Hey, I got that crossbow. If old Patty Crossbows needs to make an appearance in Japan, I'll go over there. I don't know if I got 14 days for that COVID protocol. Me and John Rahm.
John, so
yep.
John Rahm has to believe that his when he was winning that tournament, that was a false positive, right?
John Rahm has to believe that he is a magnet for COVID. We should be studying John Rahm to see what COVID-19 loves. Spanish men who play great golf seems to be where COVID-19 will flock if it can. What were you going to say about the bear?
I sent you an article.
What's going on? Is that why they're not hitting any home runs?
You know, I assume so. I assume they're afraid of the fucking bear.
Get a picture?
Bear sighting at Olympic baseball stadium. Fukushima, Japan. Okay, so it's not Tokyo. Okay, it's Fukushima. I do not see a picture. Is there a picture in here?
I'm not seeing a picture.
Oh,
so somebody said, hey, there's a bear.
Some drunk walking around the ballpark.
Just saying, I'd be a little antsy at the plate, too, if I knew there was fucking bears around.
True, but also, maybe let's hit a home run to try to knock out the bear. Last night, for instance, when the coyote ran through the backyard, I thought crossbow or 8-iron. You know, because I've been peppering golf balls into that.
Pretty confident. Yard. Pretty confident with your 8-iron.
Pretty good, yeah. So that's a club I use every night. So maybe one of these softball. If we get Oklahoma softball players out there, they'd use that bat.
Yes.
Hit a ball, hit the bear. Wasn't Oklahoma just hitting a home run every other at bat?
Absolute yeah. bombs.
So what's going on in the Olympics? Nobody can hit a home run. Is it that goddamn
the pitchers?
Sinker?
Justin must be absurd.
We got a 6'10" pitcher. You said?
Yeah, she is tall.
Nobody's hitting off her.
No, 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 no.
Softball's tough. It's electrifying, though. Gold medal match. Let's go ahead and win that thing.
Hey, let's go
what
win
that
thing.
What time is that at?
Ryan, I think it's late tonight.
Everything.
It's tough. Tough hours.
I sent
tough hours. It's like this is one we got into Oswald's football. You know what I mean? It was fun. It was good, but it's tough to watch live. I hate everybody coming after me, too, when I'm watching the rerun of it. And they're like, we already know both these people win or whatever. I'm like, I didn't, actually. Yeah, I stayed away from it.
Let me enjoy it.
Like, for instance, the judo.
Yeah.
The Abe, brother-sister, Japanese win, first ever. I put out a tweet. I say, it's going to a golden score situation on the USA. I think it's judo. I didn't know what sport it was because commentators wouldn't tell me and there was no graphic or whatever. And then somebody tweeted me immediately, oh, it's already been ruined. Her and her brother already win or whatever. And then her brother's match was next, obviously. And I'm like, this fucking one Twitter account, you're the worst.
Took it
all
down.
Right? You are the absolute worst. You are the problem.
I can tell you what we got tonight. We got beach volleyball on CNBC women's.
Gonna win that.
We got water polo men's USA versus Russia CNBC.
RCO.
I just don't. The Russians.
ROC.
Like, hey, they grow up in like cold rivers.
I know.
You know what I mean? I don't know if
all the swimming's on NBC tonight.
Men and women? Is
yes.
Dressel swimming tonight?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Hey, have you seen this Dressel guy?
He's
got a good
awesome,
tan,
dude.
Good tat, speaks well, seems to be humble, going to win all of them. He's going to make a bazillion dollars.
There's a picture the of him where there's a bunch of them that looked like absolute weapons.
Yeah, he's gonna take over the world if he can go on to do what he wants to do here. He ran a 47.2, but that anchor came in 46.6.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so first...
He's like Phelps, how like the freestyle wasn't his go-to event, but he's on the fucking freestyle team because he is who he is. Because
he's a winner.
Yeah, get him another gold.
He led off.
Yeah.
One.
I think that was Phelps's position too when he was in it.
Was Dressel the one saying that he started training with Phelps whenever he was like 12 or 13 years old?
I believe so.
Because he's from Maryland?
Yeah.
And Phelps,
I think, like, he went to Florida.
Didn't Phelps lose his mind because somebody won right in front of him? Somebody that he was considered himself like an older brother?
Oh, really?
Yeah, Phelps trained some.
Phelps is over there looking good.
Good beard. Yeah. They let him have that beard, too. I didn't expect that. He's got the full Under Armour kit, too, doing his thing. He's doing good breakdown. Seems to be an actual human.
Yeah.
But all these swimmers, I like that they're like, yeah, Phelps is the guy.
Yeah.
As opposed to being like...
Respect.
Yeah, the previous people that used to do it. Yeah. It's like, nah, like, hey, we got a fucking guy. Yeah. He was hitting bongs at college parties and then hitting pools and swimming faster than fucking fish. Michael Phelps. Dressel might be a more attractive version.
Dude, he's awesome. Big fan.
Yeah, me too. You like his sleeve, huh?
Yeah, probably gonna have to get it finished now.
Is there a lot of sleeves in the World Games?
They're... Not that many. There's more popping up in swimming. Like, you never the dude from Great Britain who did the breaststroke yesterday. I don't know if you saw this. He's the top 20 times in the world all time at breaststroke. He's won gold in like the last four Olympics in breaststroke. He just fucking dominated. He's got two of them, two sleeves.
Okay, so Great Britain had a great taekwondoer, was in the finals, lost to Roshatov from Uzbekistan. They had second place triathlete, who was way behind the guy from the Netherlands. And then I think Great Britain has like a hell of a...
Yeah.
I think they have a hell of a team.
Was that the triathlete that puked everywhere? Some triathlete from Great Britain died, like literally was dead, and they had to like wheelchair him off. He was done at the end of it.
But I could see how that could potentially happen. We had a guy that was in a fucking penalty box in the triathlon.
Really? What'd he do?
I took a picture of it because I was mind blown. They had him just standing there on his all by himself in a box. There's a transition period where you got to get off the bike and your feet aren't allowed to be on the pedals. They have to be on the ground before this one red line because you go from bike to run, I guess. And his bike went over the line before his foot got down because his foot got stuck. Something happened.
Guy almost got run over by a boat.
Yeah, they didn't care about that, by the way. That boat driver is still very impressive. Should have killed. That would have killed.
Yeah.
People are jumping up into the propellers. But yeah, just standing there like this. Just standing in a box with tape around penalty box, it said in the background, like a 5 minute wait, and then they got
that 5 minutes.
I think I forgot. It was absurd, and I was like, "How's the American doing?" Because we're up in the front.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it got a penalty box. Let me find the photo. Yeah, right here. Here it is. Run penalty box. His name was Pearson, United States. He's just fucking standing there, staring at a picture of himself. It's unbelievable. It was unbelievable. These sports, I don't fully comprehend.
I enjoy the World Games.
It is awesome to just have something on.
And then Blumenfeld out of Norway. I took a bunch of pictures of him finishing too, because this might be the most in shape human of all time.
Was he the one who won the triathlon?
At a 4 minute and 40 second mile after the swim and the bike. He was sprinting to end this thing.
Two hours in.
Sprinting to win the thing. This guy might be our male peak. Got to give him some Roman.
He's marathon.
Some Roman.
He's triathlon.
He's triathlon.
Yeah. His hair was blonde, though. Felt bad for him. He's so focused, he's pulling it out. I love the World Games.
That'll happen.
See you guys later.
Hey, good luck tonight.
I got a goddamn torch. You see this?
Yeah, Tim brought those in. A couple of them. Those are nice.
He broke my other ones.
Yeah, so he's trying to make up for that. Yeah.
Shout out, Tim.
He's trying to kill a coyote right now, I think.
Shout out, Tim. Need that rifle. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Hey. That was beautiful, my friend. We'll be back tomorrow, 15 minutes after Pat's show is over.
We'll start tweeting that out.
Like, hey.
As soon as Pat's show ended, I'll tweet out, you know, we're going live in 10 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Let me turn your notifications on so
you know. Roll over. We actually got a video for tonight, so everyone stops fucking bitching about that.
Get that thing to $3,000.
Oh, yeah. We'll see you tomorrow. We have, we got a golf guy on.
Tomorrow.
To talk because Olympic golf starts on Wednesday.
Oh, let's go.
So we'll preview that tomorrow. Yeah. Keep doing. I'm sure more NFL news is going to fucking pop up.
Good luck and God bless.
Might have some week one college football picks here coming up soon, too.
Maybe we'll dive into another division tomorrow.
I believe we will. We kind of talked a little bit of AFC East today. So.
Yeah. Fins up, dude.
Fins up. See you tomorrow. Hammer.
Dad.